What is up?
Hey.
Hey, we are back in the studio, finally.
2 days after we filmed our Lost. I can't speak. I just had one shot, guys, and I'm already not even able to speak.
We filmed Lost.
We filmed 2 days ago, but we're back at it again because we just have so much to share.
We're finally in LA at the same time.
Yep. Yes. Give it up for us.
Woo!
But don't worry, it's not just us today.
We have a special guest in the building.
Yes.
Welcome to the J-Corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, we have Jenna, who is here every week, but we also have my friend James.
Woo!
Give it up for James.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He had no idea that he was going to be talking. Yep. He was just going to watch, but we
wanted to mic him up, so here he is.
Hey.
He has so much to share too. It's going to be really riveting stuff today.
Oh yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Oh God.
So yeah. Happy Pride Month.
Oh yeah. Happy
it's
Pride.
It's officially Pride. It's
Woo!
June 1st? Or
it is. It's June 1st.
Oh, period.
My brother's birthday is tomorrow. That's why I have to remember what day in June it is.
How old is he turning?
He's turning 15.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, my little brother is turning 15. That's not okay.
That's nuts.
I'm going to wish him happy, like, 11th birthday tomorrow because I can't fucking handle this.
He's always going to be 12.
Yeah.
That's what I say to everyone. Like, all the kids I used to babysit, I'm just like, happy 12. They're like, I'm 18.
I'm literally 19. Yeah. Sarah, it's my 21st.
It's my 21st birthday. Oh, my God. But that's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you going to do anything?
I sent him shoes. So
more SpongeBob
that's what
shoes.
I did. No, oh my God. No, I'm hoping that he retires those. I
can
sent him these Nikes that he wants. Yes, you can have them. I'll literally go home and just kidnap those shoes and bring them back here for you because
what size does he wear?
12.
Wait, what's the difference between men's and women's sizes? Because I'm a 10 in women's. If he's a 12 in men's, I have huge feet.
I don't know. Jenna's on this.
Isn't it like
a size and a half? Because when I used to order cheer shoes, I used to have to order a size and a half up because they only carried women's cheer shoes. But it's a size and a half.
So that's perfect.
So it would fit Sarah is what you're trying to say.
Sure.
If he's a 12 and I'm a 10, is it just the other way around?
You would have to be an 8.5.
Damn it.
Yeah.
8.5.
Damn!
Sorry about that, dude. You can't have my brother's shoes.
That sucks.
I guess so.
Cut the fronts off, make him sandals.
You know what? Let's just leave him alone.
Open-toed sandals.
SpongeBob sandals.
Yeah!
Yes, we're rocking with that this summer. Fuck.
I'm down.
Oh my God.
It's SpongeBob summer, baby.
So... God.
Before we get into the episode...
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother, baby.
Here we go. I did actually take a shot right before this off camera, but yeah, here's my coffee now.
Yeah.
I swear I took a shot
this time.
Please believe me.
So well, I have an update, kind of.
Okay.
Remember when you just asked me before we were recording if anyone commented on our last one about anything that we could talk about?
Yeah.
I remembered this one comment and it said, "Hey girlies, this is super unrelated, but I think it would be really funny if one episode you guys came to the set and dressed up as each other."
Oh.
And I was like, that is so funny. If I had like the high pony.
Wait, I'm so down.
And you like, you know, but I know you're weird about your hair being down.
I'll do it for you. That would be fun, actually. I'm down.
Just wear just like some flowy pants.
Yeah, I'll find something.
You know what we could do? We could go into each other's closets and then just like pick something out and then not tell each other what we picked out.
Oh my God.
And then wear it.
I'm so down.
That would be so fun.
Let's fucking do
it. I'll get like the pearl necklace and shit. You can do the choker.
Oh, that would actually be fucking hysterical.
That would be so
like,
funny.
Like seeing me and your stuff, like I can't wait. I literally cannot wait. I'm going to wear your sister's socks. Do you have them on right now?
I was going to say,
I'm not.
Yep, I know.
You have to wear two different socks. Sock tour.
Oh, here we go again. Yeah,
sock
might as
tour.
Well.
Let's not show my ass.
Oh, not an ass tour.
Or I can. We can do an ass
no,
tour.
No, save that for the OnlyFans.
I think I've worn this before.
What is this? Are these fish?
There's a hair.
Okay, well, I guess I'll grab the hair off. Yeah, sure.
So
what is this?
These are just like birds. I don't really know. Hummingbirds.
Oh my God.
Those
There's
are
a hummingbird that lives like right outside my window. You can put your leg down.
And then this one, I don't fucking know what this is.
Yeah. I don't really know what this is either. Maybe lightning?
A high heel shoe?
Oh, there is a heel on it. Oh my God.
Oh my God, my thighs. Okay. All right. My buns, my thighs.
Okay. My buns and my thighs.
So yeah, you'll have to wear two different socks, okay. No shoes.
I want to wear the skin tight socks that your sister gave me with her face on it.
Oh yeah,
give me those, guys. I'm not left out on that trend anymore.
You can only wear one.
Okay. The other foot will just be barefoot.
Yeah.
Just no socks.
Yes. With a toe ring.
Oh God. Sounds good. I'd like a toe ring.
Toe rings are fun. Let's bring them back. I love a good toe ring. They're kind of uncomfortable, though.
What are we talking about? I love a good toe ring. James, how do you feel about toe rings?
I had an English teacher in high school who wore a toe ring. And she wore flip-flops often. And I was like, that's a toe ring.
Oh. Teachers are allowed to wear flops.
I was going to say, I feel like you couldn't wear open-toed shoes in high school. At least in mine.
We were all about the open-toed shoe. I wasn't personally. I wasn't care for my feet.
Me too.
Oh my God.
Like, not actually, but like, I'd rather not show them. And then we had a lot of open toe teachers too.
We had a lot of open toe teachers.
OTTs.
OTTs.
Commonly known as.
Oh my God. That's so crazy. You went to a public school, I'm assuming. Okay, yeah. I guess that's more acceptable. I went to a private Christian Baptist school, so I was like, open-toe teachers?
What?
That's a sin?
Open-toe teachers. So,
like, actually, you're going to hell. But, yeah, so that would be really funny.
Yeah.
And I have a few more updates. Okay, so we're finally going to talk about the psychedelics today, people. Finally.
I know.
The time has come.
We're not going to procrastinate it any longer. You're fucking welcome.
Just got to rip the Band-Aid off.
We're going to do that.
But I do have a few updates before we get into it.
Okay, go off.
First of all, I am 5 days smoking / vaping free.
Yes! Oh my God! Hell yes.
I kind of had to because I went to Oregon and my puff died.
So it happens.
This is probably a perfect opportunity for me to just, you know, cut it.
Good for you.
Right here. It's been really hard.
Yeah.
It's been so fucking hard. And I forgot to mention this in our last episode, but I think a part of my, like, weird manic episode on my antidepressants had to do with, it was my first day without nicotine. Mm-hmm. So I think I was going through, like, withdrawal symptoms also on top of my antidepressants.
Yeah. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that or not. That's why I didn't bring that up, but
I totally forgot about it when I was telling that story. I'm like, oh wait, no, that's a huge factor.
Like 50%
as well.
Of that story was that, but hey, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, and I got this app, and it's been really helping me out. It's called Quit Vaping.
Okay, straight to the point.
Yeah, exactly. And the icon is just a vape with a little slash through it. And then you click on it, dude, and it tells you what your body is going through.
What?
When you stop.
Wait, that's really cool.
Vaping. So right now I'm at day 4.
Okay.
Day 5, but it won't show me that shit. But then in day 7, I have all these things locked so I can't see what my body's going through yet. I have to like wait. It's really fun.
Oh
it's like,
God.
It gives me something to look forward to because I'm like, I can't smoke because I need to know what happens to my body and my lungs on day 7.
I love that.
So thank you. Right now, my heart health is improving. My breathing is starting to improve. My anxiety levels are starting to decrease.
There you go.
My nicotine dependence is slowly wearing off. And my risk of heart disease is decreasing. And my damaged nerves are beginning to heal. And one more thing. And I know, it's crazy. And the excess mucus and debris are beginning to clear out of my lungs.
Oh my God, it's the start of something beautiful.
Yeah. And then there's this little man at the top, and it says, my brain is at 28%.
What?
I think just like from going back to normal.
Oh.
You know, not just, yeah. That would be horrible.
Oh my God.
My heart is 30%, my lungs are 40%. And then when they all get to 100, this little man gets filled up to the top.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Isn't that fun?
Thank you for sharing that, actually. I'm glad that you found that. That's really cool. What did you search on the app store? Like,
just
quit vaping.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes up is literally the quit vaping. Now.
Yeah. And then it tells me how much money I save every week.
That is probably very motivational.
It's
holy shit.
So eye-opening.
Damn.
And then it gives me these little rewards, like little medals and shit. It is just
nice.
I really encourage everyone who stops smoking or whatever to get that.
Yeah.
But I did have like a little bit of a, not a breakdown when I was in Seattle, but I was so like, I needed nicotine so bad, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to smoke it. So my parents took me to Walgreens and I got some nicotine gum. And it was so gross.
Ooh.
I accidentally got like the really strong one. There's like 2 milligrams and 4 milligrams.
Oh, shit.
And I got the 4 milligrams because I was like, I'm super addicted. I need this one. It was so fucking nasty. I almost puked.
Ew.
It was not cute. It was just, you know, like the drip that you feel? Maybe not. But there's like this like nicotine drip when you chew the gum and it's just, ugh. But it's been helping.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know if that was like TMI, but like. Nicotine gum goes off. It really helps, but.
That's good. Hey.
Yeah.
Progress. I'm proud of you, though. I really am. I know that you've wanted to stop for a while, so like, it's awesome to see that you're actually doing it now, and you've got your little fun app.
It's a great app.
We love that app.
There's like this little section where you can like play games, but I'm not that deep in it yet. I'm like, I don't think I need to play games yet. I don't even know what the games consist of. What's a nicotine-free game? Like what?
Doodle jump.
Yeah.
Angry Birds.
Just jumping over the vapes.
Don't land on it.
Yeah. Or someone's like blowing smoke at you. You have to like dodge everything.
Holy shit. That would actually be kind of fun.
I'd
play that.
Exactly. Oh. And then another update. And then I have some like fun topics kind of.
Okay.
So one more update is, you know, I finished Breaking Bad. We all know.
Yep.
And I've been like trying to figure out what to do with myself. I got so emotional about Breaking Bad the other night. I was like, I need a community to talk to about this.
Did you find a Discord? Like, seriously, did you? Did you make your own Discord for it? Just fucking tell us now.
So I didn't go on the Discord, but that's the thing. I'm not like that emo right now. But there's a Reddit page.
Okay.
And which isn't like that bad. Yeah.
That's, you know? Acceptable.
Discord
that's
acceptable. Is just like.
It was. I was gonna predict you either went on Discord or you went onto one of those like fake Club Penguin websites and just went into the town and was like, "Did anyone watch Breaking Bad?
Can someone just talk to me about it in the coffee shop, please? Or in the
please
nightclub?
Come here right now.
Like, can I just please just spill my heart out?
Meet me on the iceberg,
literally. And it was so embarrassing because the reason why I had to do this is because. During my relationship mm-hmm. with Will, he's been wanting me to watch Breaking Bad our entire relationship. And I'm like, no, I don't want to watch a show about meth, whatever. And so when I was like telling him that I started watching it, he was really stoked. And then I texted him when I finished the show.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, I finished Breaking Bad. I don't know what to do with myself. And he never texted me back.
Weird.
So I was like, okay.
You're like, can I unsend a text or is that still not a thing yet?
Literally, dude. Shit. I wanted to unsend it so bad. Granted, he's at a wedding and he's like doing shit, but also just like, fuck, man.
Damn.
Like, can we just talk about this as friends?
Yeah.
Like, I just need to talk about Walter White to somebody.
Somebody who gets it.
Someone who gets it. And yeah, so since he didn't text me back,
the
I was like.
The next step was Reddit.
Yeah, I was like, I need to find my community. So I went on Reddit and then someone posted on the Reddit thread this eBay link.
Oh, for the love of fucking God. So what did you buy? Sarah, like you're laughing so hard and it's making me nervous.
It's so embarrassing.
Just fucking tell me so I can move on faster.
It's so embarrassing. Well, not really. It's pretty cool. So I guess like the show made these limited edition plaques. There's only 100. And it's cool. Like, this. No, just wait. Just wait.
Cool, Sarah.
Just wait.
No, go off. Yeah.
Just wait.
Waiting.
So in the plaque, there's an actual script of the first episode, and it's signed by Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, and it's actually their handwriting,
okay.
And it's a script, and then there's, like, another picture of them, and then they signed it again, and then there's, like, the AMC certificate of, like, authenticity, so it's, like, a real thing, and there's only 100 of them.
Yeah, that's what I told people when I got my Miley Cyrus signed poster out of Tiger Beat magazines when I was 10. I literally called my aunt and was like, aunt, I have a Miley Cyrus signed poster, and she only signed it for me. Mm. I found the Lucky magazine with it, but yeah, no, go off.
Okay, whatever.
I'm kidding, I believe you.
I mean, I swear. It's holographic. It's like a real thing.
Yeah, my poster was holographic too, but it's fine.
Yeah, so I dropped a bag.
Okay, well, now you have to tell me how much you spent.
I don't want to say. It wasn't like that much. I mean, it's a lot.
Like the biggest TV show in the world. He's just like, there's only 100, but I didn't pay that.
Just like $8,000. But that's not that much.
Okay, it was, I don't want to just like say it.
We can bleep it out.
Okay, okay.
Oh my God, I thought you just, I was like, whoa.
It was
okay.
A million.
Yeah.
But that's not like bad.
No, it's not. Yeah. Okay, I get it. If you really like something that much and you want to see something like that, I get it.
And it's the script of the first episode. And they said, if you keep it, it's going to be worth so much money.
Okay, it's an investment.
Yeah.
It's like doing stocks. I get it.
Yes, I'm going to hang it up in my room.
Next to the Bruno poster, I brought it with me. Don't let me forget it. I did. So sexy.
Yes.
In my car.
Yes. So, yeah, that's pretty much like all of my stupid little updates.
Okay.
That's like the most exciting thing that's happened to me this
you
week.
You went onto eBay.
And I purchased something. I
was so
gifted
excited
it.
For you.
I purchased it. I can't wait to show my dad.
Does he know that you bought that?
No, now he does.
Oh, God. We spoiled it.
Yeah. I should just trade it off with him, like give it to him every few months so that we could like co-parent it.
Oh.
Because he loves the show too. It would be kind of cute. You know?
Yeah. No, go for it.
Yes. So that's pretty much everything that's happened to me. I do have some like things we could talk about.
Okay.
The iCarly reboot.
Wait.
Did you see the trailer?
I did not. Wait, how the fuck did I miss it? It's because I don't have Twitter, I swear to God.
You did? I saw it on Twitter.
Okay, so that's how I missed it. Damn.
It was fabulous.
Wait, what is like the...
Party drinking from like a champagne tower.
Shut the fuck up.
They're like...
Scandalous. It was like adult iCarly.
Wait, yep. Yes. It's on Paramount. You have to like get a Paramount. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll fuck up a like... preview of it.
We can
you know.
Share it.
iCarly like is on Instagram live now.
Oh.
No.
When I said adult iCarly, didn't mean like Carly makes an OnlyFans. Like,
yeah.
iCarly on Pornhub. It's fine. It's fine.
iCarly.
Oh, wait, like actually? Like,
with Freddie recording her?
Oh, no. No. That's what they'll do in 10 more years. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Holy shit.
But it was a great trailer. It's crazy because it is the adult iCarly. So they're like cussing and they're like.
Are they like going to go to the club?
I hope.
They like talk about going on dates and like hooking up and like shit like that. It's so weird.
Wait, what the fuck? When does it come out? No one knows.
Hopefully soon.
James, come on, you
I
know.
I think it's June 17th.
That's why I said you know.
I think it's June 17th.
If it's June 17th, I'm going to lose my shit.
At 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
June 17th!
James!
Shut up,
James! God damn it.
I think it's June 17th.
I'd hate to be wrong, but like I think it's June 17th.
Just say it with your full chest.
Oh, yeah,
I'm okay, the iCarly reboot is coming out on June 17th.
It is.
How do you feel about Jeanette McCurdy not being...
Okay. I personally love Jen. I'm gonna call her Jen.
I love Jen.
She's a J.
She was actually
she couldn't sit with you guys.
We have a friend who works at Aritzia and she was in the other day.
Oh yeah.
What is that?
It's a clothing store.
At the Americana in Glendale.
Oh.
And she lives at the Americana. I'm outing her. Sorry, Jen. But yeah, she's like around there all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. But
and like how
that's it. That's the story.
I love her. I think it's great, but it's a little odd that she's not in it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what they say, like, is Sam in jail?
Okay, yes. I read something about this, though. Like, why she's not doing it. And I think it's like mental health thing.
Wait, yeah. You guys don't know? I thought it was like pretty obvious.
Right?
Yeah, all her TikToks, she's like traumatized from what happened to her when she was filming. I think with like Dan, you didn't know this?
No.
I think like Dan Schneider related stuff. I mean, she's dropped hints on her TikToks and stuff. I dove into this when they first announced the reboot. But yeah, all of her TikToks are like so fucking sad. Oh. She does all the sounds that are like about depression and stuff. And I think she made a book, if I'm not mistaken. I swear to God, she made a book and she touched on it a little bit. But yeah, like something happened to her when she was filming and she just obviously did not want to relive that.
Yeah.
But that's just so sad that she just like, I don't know.
And she, she had a really toxic mom
that's,
who
yeah.
like,
oh, that's what I'm looking at right now. I was like, what is this?
Is it a book?
Yeah.
Is it a book or this looks like a tour?
Oh, a live tour.
Oh.
But it's called I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Her mom passed away.
But that can't be real.
No, it's I've heard her talk about it before. Her mom was like very, very toxic during that time of her filming iCarly and like very controlling, very manipulative, like is like a part of her having like such a struggle with the industry and
yeah.
like because her mom was just a stage mom.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
I remember that too.
Just to clarify, this is a one woman show.
Huh?
This I'm Glad My Mom Died is a one woman show by Jeanette McCurdy.
What do you mean
show?
What does that mean? Wait, that's real? That's not like an edit?
It was like, no, it's real. A year ago, she did a one woman show. It says, just got out of this a few hours ago. It's fantastic, very intricate, tragic, brutal, funny, honest show about dealing with parental issues and pressures, to say the least, and how they carry over into adulthood and discovering a self identity.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I know that everyone has their issues with their mom and stuff, but I can't imagine having a stage mom.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so hard, especially because I think that she, like, liked acting, but she wasn't super passionate about it. But her mom, like, really forced her to, like,
do
everything.
Did she start to, like, support her family? Or was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the one that was, you know, supporting her entire family. So her mom put a lot of pressure on her to, like, continue doing it. And she just did not. She was just not passionate about it.
Oh my God.
It's so sad. Like, she has a podcast, I think. I watched her on someone's podcast, and she really opened up about the struggles of filming iCarly during that time. And, like,
damn.
Even with, like, Dan Schneider and stuff. Like, there's so many layers to it, so I get why she's not on the reboot. But it's, like, damn,
she
we're
does
Sam.
Have a podcast. It's called Empty Inside.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I told you, like, it's super dark, everything that she post about now. It's so sad. Like, I hope that she, I don't know. I don't.
Oh my God.
That. Oh my God. Do you think she would come on? I feel like we'd have such a good conversation with her.
Okay. I know that she struggled a lot with eating disorder stuff.
Yeah. If trigger
you have, like, warning. Oh yeah. Trigger warning. But I know that that was like another huge thing.
Yeah.
And so if we had her on and like even have my sister come on too.
Oh my God.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. Not to like invade her,
no.
obviously. But like if she ever wanted to talk about it on a different platform, I feel like this would be so.
She has no idea who we are.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. We're cool, I guess. We've rock with you. I don't fucking know.
We support you.
Yeah.
We just want the best for you.
Oh my God.
But whatever.
I would love to have someone on like that and have a wicked deep conversation. That'd be so nice.
Freddie?
Sure. I don't know what to ask him about, but like, go
I
off,
know.
Freddie. Oh, you do?
What was that period of time after you filmed the first iCarly where, you know, that gap of time where you had to like, you know, find your own identity in the world without being associated to iCarly. How did that affect you?
Okay.
Did you miss it?
Oh, so you're ready to go. You're prepared.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
I like, know I exactly. have questions written down already. I'm ready.
I think he has like a wife and kids and shit.
He does. Yeah. He does.
I want to know like how that transition was. If like he feels the pressure to constantly be in that Freddy role or if he found his identity as like a human.
Does he feel the need to have a beard because he has to prove he's older? Like, what's the tea?
Yes. I want to know everything. I also want to know, like, if he had any beef with any of the other Nickelodeon people, you know? Because you know how YouTubers, it's like their own community.
Yeah.
It's kind of like high school.
Yeah.
I feel like Nickelodeon and Disney was also that.
God,
so
I
want to know.
I love that fucking tea.
I want to know, like, did you have a crush on anybody? Like,
ooh.
Like Zoe 101 or you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Or like Raven, but I think Raven was older.
Raven.
I would ever have a crush on Raven.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Wait, what happened to her reboot?
I was going
to
say, I think that's still happening. I think it's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a
spin-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's like about her kids.
Is that still like being filmed?
Yes, I think.
James, you don't think you know.
You have a tattoo.
Oh, Raven's home. God.
Oh, nice try.
Raven's home. Wait, yeah, it's no, Raven's home? I think Raven's
Welcome
house.
To Raven's
is
home.
Well, I think because Corey in the house.
Corey in the house. Raven in the house.
You know.
Raven
did you
guys
watch
in.
The Friends reunion?
I did not. My sister is obsessed with Friends. I never really got into Friends.
I just keep missing everything because I don't have Twitter. Like, I think I found out about the Friends reboot like a week after it aired. And I was like, well, shit.
I will say, a friend watched it and she was like, I've never watched Friends in my life and this is like making me emotional. I think just
really?
Because you still know the cast, you still know what Friends is.
Like, yeah.
Damn, I want to like, watch it.
Friends?
And how much of an like impact it had on
yeah, it
literally
really cool.
television.
I recommend it.
I actually watched it every night when I lived in Hawaii. So like I kind of remember it. I'm going to watch the reunion. Fuck it.
Did you watch the Fresh Prince reunion?
There was a Fresh Prince.
Yes, dude.
I did not know this.
It's like the same concept as the Friends reunion, but it's so emotional. I was sobbing at it. They're just all. It's so good. You should really watch it. It's crazy because I guess. Did you watch Fresh Prince a lot growing up?
I did not.
Remember
night,
how.
Every single night? Are you kidding?
Yes. Do you remember how there were two Aunt Vivians?
Yes.
And then one of them got switched out?
Yes.
So, like, some crazy shit happened with the first Aunt Vivian, and I guess her and Will Smith had crazy beef and tension for years.
What?
Damn.
And then they reunite at the reunion and squash the beef, and it's so emotional because you can tell that there's still a lot of emotions involved, but they put that shit aside and like, because it was during COVID, I think, too, so it was really like scary times, and they just wanted to like really sit down and explain what happened and how they can move on, but they were like crying together. It was crazy.
Wow,
I had no idea that there was beef.
I had no idea there was a reunion in general.
Raven's Home has been on since 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Three seasons.
Raven's been home for three seasons.
Raven's Home has been
Fuck.
A thing, y'all.
Wow.
And it's kind of funny. I remember watching it and Chelsea's on it too, but she's just like the cool aunt friend.
Yeah.
And I heard it's actually pretty good.
It's pretty funny, but it's definitely a kid's show. I wish that it was about Raven as an adult.
Like the
so
iCarly reboot.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was more like adult friendly, but it's mostly a kid's show about Raven's kids. But it's still really cute and fun. Did you hear about the Lizzie McGuire reboot?
Kind of.
So fucked. I feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
I know
Wait,
something
happened,
but
because I did, I think I saw a tweet or something like that.
James, go for it.
Explain.
Me
too.
Low-key, like, really love her a lot.
Okay.
I know she said that she wanted to make it about Lizzie's life as, like, an adult, mm-hmm. and it was supposed to be on Disney Plus,
mm-hmm.
and Disney Plus, like, wasn't having it. They were like, no, like, we're Disney. Like, it's not going to be, like, you as an adult. So then she tried to, I think they tried to sell it to Hulu,
mm-hmm.
and then it just, like, didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Because she wanted it to be a little bit more risque, just about, like, adult problems that she's going through. And Disney was just not down. Which I get, kind of, because Disney is pretty cookie cutter for
but,
kids.
Like, along that same line, Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, he is going, he's, like, been on TikTok, and he's been like, yeah, I know you guys want to reboot, but, like, told this whole thing about how he wanted to do, like, an adult survival guide.
Yes!
Of, like, adulting.
Damn.
And rent, and, like, whatever else, and, like, thought it was such a good idea, but that it just keeps, like, I wish I had the TikTok, but it was, like, it got denied, and, like, he really wants to do it, but they won't. Let them do it.
What I don't get is that how Disney does not understand that the audience that they're attracting if they do these reboots is not kids.
Mm-mm.
Kids are not watching TV shows.
Yeah.
They're not like watching like cable really. They're on TikTok. They're on YouTube. They're on
mm-hmm.
everything. The only audience that you're really going to attract to a show like that is the people that grew up with it. Like we'll all go into Paramount, Disney Plus, all those streaming services and like pay to watch this shit. Like little kids who don't know what this is and there's a reboot, they're not going to fucking watch it. They're going to go on TikTok.
Exactly.
Like how is Disney not figure that out? Do I need to talk to someone? Like, hey?
Yeah. Because we're the ones that grew up with it and we're all adults now.
Yeah.
And we want to have that nostalgic feeling again, but we want to be able to relate to it.
Yeah.
and we can't relate to like the little kitty stuff, but we still want to support and like appreciate it.
I just don't get it.
But that's crazy that Ned, that happened to Ned. I follow him on Instagram and he's so cool. But dude, Phil of the future. Have you kept up with him?
No.
He is so sexy and perfect. Oh. He changed his name. So whatever his name was, he changed it to something else because he wanted to like start a new life. He didn't want to be referred to as like the guy from Phil of the Future anymore.
Yeah.
And he just lives like a normal life. He's like a hipster. He loves reading. He loves philosophy.
Oh.
Like his entire Instagram is just his normal, chill life. And he only gets like 10 comments on each picture.
Aww.
And you'll see like one comment be like, is this Phil? Because he has a different name now.
Yeah.
And like he has a beautiful girlfriend who is an animator for this really great kids cartoon show on cool. Cartoon Network. And they're just living their life, just being normal people.
I love that.
It's so precious. And he's so hot. He's so sexy.
You're going to have to see a picture.
Oh my God. I'll show you later. Oh, we could put a picture here, but I'll show you after because I don't remember
wow,
his name.
So hot.
I don't remember his name. I can't like pull it up. But yeah. Oh, yeah. Show
maybe
it.
For the last 2 years of my life, bringing the Ned's Declassified Adulthood Survival Guide reboot to life, it's been a huge goal of mine. Imagine Ned, Mose, and Cookie getting out of college, struggling through their 20s, bringing you tips on taxes, online dating, self-care, roommates, budgeting, all of it. I wanted it for you. I wanted it for me. And I thought it would be amazing to make a self-help sitcom for a generation that could use a friend. Cookie and Mose were on board. The original creator and producer, Scott and Michelle Fellows, were on board. But we don't own the rights to Ned's Declassified. So we pitched it to Nickelodeon and Awesomeness TV, who do own the rights to it. And they passed on it, and they won't let us take it to sell it somewhere else. So for now, the reboot's dead. And I'm really sad. And, thanks for being fans.
Are you kidding me?
Damn.
That's heartbreaking.
Why won't they just fucking say yes?
Why would they not say yes?
Everyone's an idiot.
That's all I've got to say. So much money from that, like the network or whoever would decide to like do it.
How do they not see that though? Is my question. Like, why is everyone dumb?
Probably Nickelodeon because it's an adult thing.
Well, whatever.
But whatever.
Kids aren't even watching their shit anymore.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck? But yeah, that's we should get into.
Yeah, we're not gonna fucking procrastinate the goddamn psychedelic store anymore.
We're doing that subconsciously on accident.
We're like, do we really want to talk about it?
All right, before we get into this juicy little episode, we have Liquid IV.
Oh my God, I love Liquid IV so much. Guys, when you push your body hard or just feel very run down, it's very important to stay hydrated. Making hydration a priority helps us all feel healthier on a day-to-day basis. With one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water, you get 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as plain water.
Mm-hmm.
I am just so happy that they are sponsoring us right now because I am so obsessed with Liquid IV. I have a nightstand next to my bed. In the bottom drawer, there is a bucket
filled
of probably 200 Liquid IVs.
Ooh.
So every single day, I've been obviously trying to work on my hydration. I drink a lot of water, but I'm like, you know what? We need some more electrolytes.
Yes.
I drank the pina colada one yesterday.
Ooh, yeah.
That one is my favorite. They also just sent me a new watermelon one, which I was a little bit skeptical about at first, but it's actually amazing. And I just think that hydration is very important. And also these flavors are so good. It's not like drinking a gross mixed drink.
Yeah.
They're genuinely amazing.
Liquid IV can provide 2 to 3 times more hydration than water alone.
Oh.
Can you believe it?
I can.
It contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange.
Whoa.
I know. And as much potassium as a banana.
Wow.
I know. It is the perfect balance to help you hydrate more quickly and effectively than water alone.
So guys, grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off. Wow, that is a great deal.
That's
when you go to liquidiv.com and use code CheersBrother at checkout.
Woo!
That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today while using promo code CheersBrother at liquidiv.com. Y'all better go get some right now.
That is a great
deal. They are delicious and it is a great deal. Please.
That's a bargain, baby.
Come on, guys. If there's ever been a year to make the dads in your life feel loved and appreciated on Father's Day, it's this one.
Mm-hmm.
This past year has been very important for me and my dad because, you know, we don't live in the same household anymore. I'm missing him every single day. And I just want to honor him and appreciate him a little bit more this Father's Day so that he knows that I love him even from all the way across the country.
Luckily, with StoryWorth, it's an online service that helps your dad, grandfather, father-in-law, and every father figure in your life share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. It's a fun new way to engage with them, especially if you can't be together in person, like you just said.
Mm. Every week, StoryWorth emails your dad a different story prompt, questions you've never thought to ask, like what is your favorite story about your father? What things are you proudest of in your life? StoryWorth has helped numerous families learn about each other in profound, special ways, and their testimonials will practically move you to tears. In fact, StoryWorth has already created a powerful experience for me because they asked him what his favorite memory of us was, and he started texting me literally about concerts that we went to growing up together, because I think I've told you guys that we went to a lot of concerts growing up. And
Selena Gomez.
We've been to Selena Gomez together, so you bet we started talking about Selena.
After 1 year, StoryWorth will compile all of your dad's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that's shipped for free.
You guys can give your dad the most meaningful gift this Father's Day with StoryWorth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to StoryWorth.com/cheersbro. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. Mm-hmm. That's StoryWorth.com/cheersbro for $10 off.
Woohoo! I'll let you...
Yes. So before we get into that story, I obviously have a PSA I need to make, which is why we haven't done the story yet. But everyone pretty much already knows. I mean, I've been throwing hints online. But yeah, Rory and I did break up. And I've been having a weird time dealing with it because it's not like this big dramatic thing. It's really not. Like, we still live in the same house. Like, we're still best friends. Like, we're probably going to be best friends for like the rest of our lives. Like, I plan on having him in my life one way or another forever. And that's why when we like broke up recently, it did happen when I first went to Hawaii. We'll get into that and everything. But for the most part, I just want to keep everything offline because we're just normal ass people. You know, I'm not like nothing. I don't know. I just like, it's weird to have so much of your personal life online. And then when something like this happens, you're like, how the fuck do I address it?
Yeah.
So I just kind of did
everyone,
it.
Everyone like knows him. And,
yeah. And everyone's caught on for a while. But yeah, that's why I kind of handled this by like making jokes on my Instagram stories. And then that TikTok with Addison. It's just because it's not that deep and we're fine. And once again, I'm literally with him every single day. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I just don't think that we can have the title of boyfriend and girlfriend right now. Mm-hmm. We both need to work on ourselves so badly.
Yeah.
And just being technically in a relationship is just not it for us right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, like, we're good. So
yeah,
no one freak out. Like, we're totally fine.
That's like such a hard realization to come to.
Yeah.
Especially like when you really love the person, but yeah, you know that you both need to figure your shit out.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're just trying to help yourself and help him,
yeah,
by just not, you know,
exactly,
adding that extra pressure of being in a relationship. But
yeah,
you can still be friends and it can still be fine. Because you guys, exactly, were really good friends,
yeah,
for years.
Literally like before. 7 years now. That's why this whole like breakup thing was just so weird. Because I was like, wait, I don't want to like not have you in my life.
Yeah.
So we figured it out. That's why it took me a second to say something. But yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of it. I don't really know what else to say about it. It's just,
yeah,
that's why I couldn't figure out for the longest time whether to talk about it on the podcast first or sit down in my room and do like a we broke up video.
Yeah.
But like, I did not want to do that because I just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
Jenna's just throwing her shit.
She's like, fucking damn it.
Damn it, they broke up.
My OTP. Love is not real. Love doesn't exist.
God, no. But yeah, I just didn't want to like sit on the floor and like do like a sad video because that's not the vibe. So yeah, I just figured I'd make some jokes online, handle it that way, and cut, not talk about it.
Cut to me literally sitting on my bed making a breakup video crying. I'm like, which, yeah, like, you're right.
That makes sense if they're not in your life at all anymore. But if I'm seeing him every day, what am I going to do? Be like, Rory, can you like leave me alone for like 20 minutes? I'm going to make a really sad video in the room.
Just hears you crying upstairs. Hey guys.
The breakup video, he's like, why are you crying?
Yeah.
I'm like, shut up, we broke up. Like, get out of the room.
He opens the door. What the fuck, Caitlin?
Shh.
No, so like, is it You don't have to get into this, but yeah. Is it weird, like, living with him now, or how do
not
you?
Not really, because I feel like this was kind of coming for a while now, and it's almost like we were hanging out as friends for a hot minute for a while anyways, so it wasn't really that big of a transition. Like, nothing's really changed. We're just not having the labels right now because I just need to have a more clear mindset, and so does he, and just wake up every day and be like, I'm focusing on me. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have anyone else to take on and worry about their issues. Like, I'm me. I'm going to wake up as me every day. I'm going to take care of me.
Yep. Worry about my issues.
Yeah. But like, I'll see you every day of my life. Sure. But yeah. Like, just don't want to walk around being like, I have a boyfriend. What is he up to? You know,
but I'm sure that like transition period is really hard.
Yeah, that's why I was going through it, and everyone could tell, because it was like this weird time period of I was a fucking disaster. Like, it shows in my YouTube videos. It was showing in the podcast. But also at the same time, everyone was commenting being like, it looks like there's a weight off of her shoulders. She has so much energy out of nowhere. Like, she just seems so different. Ryan even called me and was like, what the fuck are you, what's going on? Because even the podcast was getting different and you just like seem better. And he didn't know anything yet. And I was like, Ryan, like, I'm kind of like going through this with my boyfriend, but I'm just figuring out how to prioritize me every single day and not, you know, just look after someone else every day of my life.
And then when that pressure is off of you, you start to act different. Yeah. You start to like feel a little lighter and different.
Exactly.
And especially if it was not the right time for y'all. Like, who knows what's going to happen in the future, but you know.
Exactly. Like, if we both got to like the best version of ourselves, oh my God, that's all I would ever want. So down for that. But like, we just gotta work to get there, and we can be side by side for that.
Yeah.
I don't want him to go away. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I went through too.
Yeah.
A year ago.
I know.
So I fucking get it.
Yeah.
Me and Christelle have this like little scenario. We have this like little funny thing. So,
oh yeah.
Christelle broke up with her boyfriend 2 years ago. I broke up with mine a year ago. Then Caitlin's going through it right now. And Christelle made up this little thing.
So funny.
Where we were all at Marshall's or TJ Maxx, right? And we're shopping. We're just like looking through stuff. And then Christelle's like, okay, we're going to go to brunch after TJ Marshall's. I'll meet y'all there.
Yep.
Christelle leaves first. And that means that she broke up with her boyfriend first. So she's walking to her car. She gets in her car. She starts that shit up. And then she's driving down the street to brunch. I'm still in TJ Maxx. Like, this is really cute. This. Should I try this on? You're this in the dressing room.
I'm trying my shit on already.
You're in the dressing room. You're still just trying to figure out what you can pay for. I'm just like, should I try this on? No, I shouldn't. I'm checking out. Christelle is 2 minutes away from brunch. She's blasting her music. The fucking wind is in her hair. She's got a convertible. She's like, yes. And then she's kind of like looking at her phone being like, are you guys on our way? And we just don't text her back, which is we're just still trying to figure our shit out.
Very much invested in TJ Maxx.
Yeah. And then I'm like, you know what? I should leave. So I'm at the checkout line. You're still in the dressing room. I pay for my shit. And I'm walking out to my car. And when I walk out of the store, I broke up with Will, but I'm still just like,
yeah.
I see a guy on the street. I'm like, oh, hey. I'm talking to this guy. I'm just like procrastinating some more to like heal.
Yes.
I think that she meant when we're driving there, that's our healing journey.
Yes.
And then when we get to brunch, we're healed.
I thought you got a flat tire or something when you were in the car.
Yes. So I'm talking to this guy. I'm waiting for you, but I'm like, she's taking too long. So then I get in my car and I'm driving. And then I feel my car start to break down. I think that I'm doing fine. And then I break down. Christelle calls me and she's at brunch. She's just sitting there with a mimosa. She's like, where the fuck are you, bitch? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I like have a flat tire. I call this guy over. We're fixing my tire. And then I get a text from you and you're like, I think I'm ready to leave. I'm checking out right now. And I'm like, cool. And then some guy fixes my tire. I'm like trucking along. And then something else happens. I don't know what the fuck happens. I see like smoke. I like go like one more mile down the street. I'm just smoking up everywhere. And then all of the sudden, I hear something behind me.
Just me playing We Like to Party.
I
see you in my rearview mirror
on a motorcycle. You got a mohawk. You're in a leather jacket.
As I should be.
You just fucking room like right past me. And I'm just like, fuck, I gotta like speed up. What the hell? Like, I left 20 minutes before Caitlin and I'm just taking so long to heal. But you're just fucking, oh my God, you're playing JT, Bruno Mars.
I am on my way to this goddamn brunch. I'm gonna get a fucking mimosa, bitch.
You have one of those helmets that like look like the mohawks, you know?
Oh,
they have,
thank
like,
God, that's what it is and it's not my real hair. If I got out of a relationship and suddenly had a mohawk, we would have to call like the police. Like something would be very much wrong with me.
You have your eyebrow pierced. You have like tattoos randomly.
Like, Sarah, I'm feeling brand new.
What the fuck? And then you guys FaceTime me at brunch and then all you see is just me on the side of the road. There's like five men pushing my car to the nearest place. So that's kind of like where we're at.
Yeah, that's kind of like a summary of what happened here. We were all stuck at TJ Maxx for a little bit too long, but we eventually made it to the brunch.
You're like around the corner from the brunch.
Am I not there yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Christelle's just like, oh my God.
I'm finding parking.
Yeah, you are.
I'm waiting for street parking to be available.
Christelle's on her fifth mimosa. She's fucked up. She's talking to the waiter like, they're coming, I swear.
Please
like,
don't
oh my
kick
God.
Me out.
Yeah. So the company Cake found out that we both are going through breakups. So they sent us some goodies, okay? Ooh. So that we don't have to have another dry spell.
Because we don't want that.
We can, you know, have a little bit of fun by ourselves. We don't need a man.
We do not.
Cake is on a mission to help the world have more fun sex.
Cake is the only sexual wellness company that's made by sex lovers for sex lovers so you can love having sex no matter how you do it. Cake's co-founder is gay and couldn't find great products that didn't make you feel awkward as fuck while buying them, so he created his own, an entrepreneur. Mm. No matter who you are, no matter who you fuck, no matter how you fuck, Cake's designed to help you try new things in the bedroom, so let's get weird.
Let's get weird!
Each and every product was created by the Cake team to fill a hole that needed filling. Oh my God.
We all got a hole that needs some filling.
I know you guys have one. In many cases, quite literally, like, they have the best lube for your vagina. Mm-hmm. They've got butt stuff, and they've got all the toys you could ever dream of.
Yes, and best of all, Caitlin, your enjoyment is guaranteed.
Oh.
Okay? Cake is so certain and so dedicated to making products that will actually improve your sex life that if you're not totally picking up what Cake is putting down, wink, wink, just send it back to them and they will refund 100% of your purchase. You literally have nothing to lose.
Nothing at all.
After using Cake, I can't tell you how much I've been enjoying calmness and relaxation and oneness of being. Just the sheer amount of fun I'm having while having sex is crazy.
So guys, what are you waiting for? Make sex more fun and easy with Cake. Just visit HelloCake.com and enter code CHEERS at checkout for 25% off. Then click order and sit back while more enjoyable, less shameful, and more fun sex makes its way right to your door.
Woohoo!
That's HelloCake.com and use our promo code CHEERS for 25% off.
Let's have some sex.
Who wants to have sex?
Who wants to have a threesome?
Here we go.
Oh my God. But I mean, yeah, we're just both trying to heal and like try to get back to who we were before all of this even happened.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm trying to like figure out who I was and how I felt without, you know, needing that, I guess, validation of a relationship.
Yeah.
And just, like, not even having to think about it, which is really difficult because, like, that consumed a lot of my time in my life and, like,
oh, same.
A lot of who I was.
Yeah, same. I mean, the hard part about it, too, is that we started dating last February, technically, but we were together kind of since like October of 2019. So 2019, I was fucking thriving. Like I was just doing amazing. And then we started to date in February and then all of a sudden, pandemic out of nowhere, March 13th. Mm. And then so all of 2020 was spent in a relationship in a pandemic. And so I just feel like I was completely just cut off of who I was, any independent side of me. Just it was gone because I couldn't have it, you know, during a year like last year. So now this year, I'm kind of just like, okay, everything's going back to normal. Who the fuck am I? Yeah. What am I doing? How do I get back to just how amazing I felt every single day of my life in 2019 when I just had so much energy and just excitement? And I think I've been finding that again, which is making me really happy. But yeah, I just know that I can't technically be in a relationship right now. And yeah. I don't know. Just figuring it out.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
That's a really huge and hard realization to have.
Yeah, it's been a nightmare.
Because you don't want to feel hurt or broken or you don't want to have to grieve anything.
Yeah.
Like, it literally feels like a death. It almost does. Just like, even though that you still see him every day. And
at
like,
first, it was definitely like a death. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Yeah. Do you want to kind of transition into the Hawaii thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, this goes hand in hand kind of because, so when I booked my trip, my first trip to Hawaii, I kind of knew after the past year that once I went there, a lot was going to change. Because if I was able to go back to Hawaii, I mean, I wasn't going back until I was fully vaccinated, everything. So I knew that once I went back there, whenever that time in my life came, I knew that everything from the past year was going to start going into the past. And that was just going to be like a new clean slate for me. I knew that once I revisited that part of my life and went back there for the first time in so long, we were turning a new leaf.
Mm-hmm.
So when I booked those flights and everything, I was just going through so much those weeks leading up to that. And I was like, I fucking know that once I step foot off that plane, like something's gonna snap in my brain and I'm gonna go back to me, you know, like who I was before this whole entire past year. And that's literally what happened. And I was telling everyone, I was like, this isn't just like me going on a fucking tropical vacation. And I was telling literally everyone, this is more than that. Like a lot of my life is going to change after this. I just know it.
It was like a spiritual thing.
It was.
Yeah.
And it was crazy because people were saying after I booked my flights, even the podcast after that, I remember starting to see podcast comments of people being like, something's different. And I was like, yep, because I knew that like something was about to happen. Like, I don't know. I had like motivation again. And so I went to Hawaii and here's where the psychedelics come in. It's really not that dramatic. That's also why I'm like, I don't have that much to share. I really don't. You might probably have more to share because I didn't take that much when I was there. But the first week that I was there, when I was with Meg for like 3-4 days, we took a tiny bit because I know that I can't handle that much. So my family watching, either please don't watch or just like don't judge me because I'm 21. I can do what the fuck I want. But I didn't take enough to like trip the fuck out because I know that I can't handle that.
Yeah.
So I just took a tiny bit. And during the day that I took it, it was obviously just a day of really, really high highs and then like horribly awful lows.
Mm-hmm.
And during the high, it was amazing. I was having so much fun. I was having the best day of my life. But then when the low came, that's when I just snapped. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I remember I was in like a Thai food restaurant and I just started not being able to breathe because I was just like looking around me. I was realizing where I was. This was one of my favorite Thai restaurants out there. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I got back to my friend Meg's house and I just started uncontrollably sobbing. And I even texted Sarah during this and I was like, what have I done? Like, what am I doing? Who am I right now? I just am so confused because I just felt like I was reborn during that trip for some reason. Trip and that actual trip.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just, I realized a lot about myself. I realized a lot about what I wanted. I was starting to wonder, why do I do half the things I do? Why have I not been doing what I want to more? I don't know.
Like,
I just,
why am I holding on to things that don't serve me?
Exactly. Yeah. And I was just like, what do I have to get rid of in my life to just go back to being my best self? And also, what does my best self look like? Do I need to move back here? Why do I feel so much better when I'm here compared to LA? Is LA even for me? I was just having a whole mental fucking breakdown over it. And it lasted like a few days because I was trying to enjoy the vacation, but I was also just like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I don't. And I thought I was on the right track to figuring it out in 2019. And then it all just got taken away. And now just restarting to figure it out right now. It's like, where do I even start? Because I know I'm not entirely happy. And I obviously figured out places in my life that I had to start, you know, fixing. But yeah, that's...
Because the mushrooms are loud.
Yeah.
And like when, when there's something that you're not being truthful about.
Yeah.
With yourself, like when you're like lying to yourself the mushrooms will like really come out and be like, bitch,
yeah,
stop it. I'm about to bring up so many things that you're going to have to deal with right now, or you'll never deal with it and you'll be more depressed.
And I didn't know what people meant when they said that, because I was like, I fucking doubt that will happen to me. Because once again, I didn't really take that much either, because I didn't want to go too much into it. But even the amount I took, I was still like, oh, people are not fucking around when they say that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just had a whole... realization out there that I needed to do some things for me and only me, and you know,
yeah,
go from there.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. Yeah, pretty much.
But what were like the highs?
I mean, I guess I was just so happy to be where I was. Mm-hmm. I was so happy to be with Meg. I was happy to be with this other girl, Kate, who lives out there that I hadn't seen in over a year. And I was just really excited. I was swimming in the ocean while this was happening. Ocean. Oh my God. I was just having the best time. I was out on a floaty and I was just looking around, just spinning around in my float, just being like, oh my God, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so excited the whole time and I was just laughing a lot. But
yes.
Yeah, it was so great, which made it worth it in that aspect. But just damn, the downfall of it all that day, I was like, I need a fucking minute.
Yeah, because you're so fucking happy and it's like this great experience and you're high and you're like in the ocean, and the ocean on a psychedelic is like a crazy experience in itself. And then when you're like done with that and you get out of the ocean and you're kind of like back to reality, you're like, wait a second, why was I just so happy?
Yeah.
Like, what needs to change for me to feel that way all the
time? Exactly.
And then you just kind of like go down a rabbit hole.
And I also don't want this to be summarized as, oh, I took a drug and I broke up with my boyfriend. That is not what happened. We were already broken up with, basically.
That's happened to me.
Before, really? Oh, shit.
We can talk about that
another
we'll
get into that. But no, we were already done and then I did that. So yeah, I didn't fucking do that.
Yeah. I think that it just kind of gave you more clarity.
Yeah. It gave me more reassurance that, okay, wow, the parts of my life that I'm miserable in right now for some reason, have to be fixed.
And it all makes sense.
Yeah.
And you're not just like being dramatic or like being crazy about it. Like it all just kind of became clear.
Yeah.
So
I just needed to be independent again.
Yes.
In a sense. I had to so badly. So I just had to figure that out the hard way, I guess.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just remember when you told me that you were thinking about doing that.
Yeah, I remember this.
I didn't want to freak you out, but I knew exactly that that was going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, oh my God, that's going to be great. You're going to be around your really good friends and it's just going to be like a beautiful experience. But I also knew that the mushrooms were going to scream at you.
Yeah.
But I'm like, she kind of needs that.
She needs them to yell at her.
You know?
Yeah.
But I just kind of wanted that to happen. And then when you texted me and you were like, oh my God, I was like, okay, it's happening. Yeah. Oh my God.
It was literally a disaster that night.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was bad.
But then didn't you fly to Oahu?
No. Well, I was on Oahu that whole time. Then I went to Atlanta. And then the next week I went back and I went to Big Island. But I was just still reflecting on what I had figured out the past week while I was in Big Island. And just, I was still thinking the whole entire time, like, it's so fucking weird to be back here. I haven't been here in 2 years. Like, who was I 2 years ago? I look up to and loved that girl. She was so brave, that version of myself and everything. Would she be proud of me right now? What would she think? And the episode of everything that had happened on Big Island had just come out. So I was just kind of sitting there the whole time being like, what is going on? Because I just feel so disconnected from that version of me. And I just felt like I was getting back to it a bit, even on that second trip back. Because everyone was like, you needed that. You needed to go back. You were only there for 3 days. And I was like, yeah, I fucking was not done. I had some things I needed to take care of there. And I did. But yeah, I don't know. That trip back to Big Island was definitely a... like, I don't know.
Was it so weird to go to Atlanta, like, right after?
Yeah, because I was in the middle of figuring things out. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, genuinely, what is my life? Like, hello?
Especially the circumstance of what that was.
Yeah.
The Jake Paul thriller fight.
Yeah, that was the most chaotic 2 weeks of my whole life. So that's why I was incredibly off.
I can't imagine, like, what the fuck was going through your head.
Two opposite. Like, one is very grounding. Yeah. One is just, like, not at all. You literally did them, like, flew from one to the other.
And then back? Oh, my God. It was,
you needed to go back.
I was like, I gotta fucking, I don't know.
Reverse Uno card and just...
literally, reverse Uno card. Yeah, no. That was insane. So those 2.5 weeks definitely learned a lot.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Maybe. Yeah. I'm not really in a rush because I just know that when it comes to that stuff, just the lows are really not worth it for me because I just can't handle it. If I need to figure something out, sure.
Yep.
But I don't know.
Like, do you feel like you could do it when you're in a really good and stable place?
Yes, that could be fun. But if I don't know.
Yeah.
It has to be completely worth it again because it just takes me days to recover from that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know how people can just take it one day and then do it the next. I'm like, fucking how? I need like a week to figure my shit out, take some vitamins. I don't know.
Yeah. Dude, seriously, because like people that just do mushrooms all the time, like it's like a recreational drug, I don't understand.
I don't either.
Because mushrooms are a teacher. And like if you're like going through something and need clarity, it's really helpful for that. Or like if you're in a really good place in life and like need to be reassured that you're on the right path, it's really helpful for that. And if you just abuse it too much, it could really start to mess with you.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. Because like when I was in high school, everyone did mushrooms like every weekend. And I'm like,
that is crazy.
I don't get it. Like I literally don't get it.
Why?
They would do mushrooms on Saturday, then do like 5 tabs of acid on Sunday. I'm like, huh?
I'll never understand where you grew up.
I don't either.
Oh my God.
I think about it every day. God. But yeah, I think that, I mean, obviously we're not, we're not
advocating
for drug use.
Yeah, we're just saying what we've done in our lives.
Yes, but I think that it's a really helpful tool if you want to.
Yeah.
You know.
And you're around people you feel safe with.
Yes. Oh my God. That's like the biggest thing
ever.
Don't do psychedelics with a rando.
Dude, I have a friend that always wants to do it in my backyard.
Mm-mm.
It's Mike.
No!
And I'm always like, that's not something you just do in my goddamn backyard. Like, that's not the environment for that. And I have to always tell him, please don't take shrooms in my backyard. Like, and he's like, come on, we should all do it. I'm like, not taking shrooms in my backyard.
Oh my God. That's such like a mental journey and emotional journey and just being stuck in your backyard. I would lose my mind.
I don't need to go through that in my own pool.
Like, there's nowhere to escape. Like, if you're starting to have a bad trip or
what?
Anything.
Like, the gas pool? Station is like the nearest escape. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Popeyes.
Yeah, no. God. Or the Taco Bell down the street.
Yeah, I don't need to experience that.
No.
Do you think you can summarize yours?
No.
Really? You're going to leave me hanging here? You really want to do a part two of the psychedelics?
Well, like,
that's going to get delayed another 8 weeks.
Shit, I guess I could say like, this is like a very personal thing, but I definitely relate to that. Because last year when I went through my breakup, I had to figure out if that was the right decision for me because I was so just clouded. I didn't know what I had to do, even though deep down in my heart, I knew what I had to do.
Yeah.
But like mushrooms definitely helped me also. I only took a little bit, like I microdosed, and it was just like a piece of chocolate that someone had.
Yeah, that's what I had too.
Yeah. And it was just the most eye-opening experience. I didn't even feel high. I wasn't even like visually seeing anything.
Me either. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, it was just all emotion just being heightened. And before I took the chocolate, I had two sides of my the little voice in my head.
Mm-hmm.
One side was being like, you guys need to break up because X, Y, Z, like you're not happy right now. He's not happy right now. Like blah, blah, blah. You need to work on yourself. And it was so loud on one side. And then on the other side, the mushrooms were accentuating the voice where it's like, but you love him.
You're comfortable.
You're comfortable. He's the only one that really knows you through and through and who like really cares about you. He knows everything about you and no one else in your life does, even your family. How are you going to find that again? It's going to take you years to get to that place with other people. And these two voices were so fucking loud. But then I did the mushrooms and then it was even louder. But then the one side that was saying like, you need to break up with him was so much more powerful than the other side. And it was making me feel crazy. Like, mm-hmm. it was like the worst trip of my life because I was already sad when mm-hmm. I went into the experience. I wasn't even like, okay, I'm going to trip. Like, I was already thinking about it. And so, because I was already in a horrible place and I did that, it was just the most miserable few hours of my fucking life. And I just remember, like, I was with people in this Airbnb and we were all outside by the pool and I was just sitting there and everyone was like this one girl was like playing the Beatles and she was like, it's okay, Sarah, like you're gonna figure out what you need to do. Let's just play the Beatles and vibe. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, not even the Beatles was making me want to smile. Like, I could not, I was not talking. Everyone
was saying not even the Beatles. Like, she wasn't even actually playing the Beatles. It wasn't even the Beatles.
It was a cover band.
It was the fucking Wiggles.
It was the Wiggles. Oh my God, that would send me down a fucking.
Now, that kind of sounds like fun, but whatever.
Fruit salad. Oh my God.
Holy shit.
On mushrooms, it just sounds like demonic voices. Yes. Fruit salad.
Dude, fruit and salad combined?
I'm just tripping about that. What the fuck?
Genius.
Yeah, everyone was just trying to like make me feel better. And since I was on psychedelics, I could read through the energy that was actually happening. And I could just tell that everyone was just noticing that I was like wanting to die. So they were trying to like overdo it. And I'm like, can y'all just stop? Can I just cry?
Yeah.
Like all I wanted to do was just run to the house and cry. But they wanted me to stay outside because they didn't want me to like fall down a dark path.
Yeah.
But all I wanted to do was just get away from these people. Mm-hmm. So finally, I just remember like the voice was so loud and I literally just wanted to scream. I just ran back into the house and I just ran up the stairs and everyone's like, oh my God, what is she doing? Where is she going? And I like run up to this bedroom and I lock the door, which is really not okay. But I just did not want anyone to talk to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to figure this out on my own. And like, my friends are great. I understand why they were concerned, but like, I needed to fucking like deal with this on my own. And so I was sitting in this room and I was literally rocking back and forth. It was kind of freaky now when I'm saying it out loud. I'm okay, guys. Like, I'm fine. This was just the mushrooms at that point emotionally. But I was rocking back and forth and like covering my ears because I was so scared. Like,
oh
I was
God.
I was so scared. And then there were so many things inside of me that I didn't know how to verbalize or like, you know.
Did you take a lot?
No, I took one little mushroom, but I was so fucked up and like emotional that it really just made me. Yeah. And so then I grabbed a journal and then I just started like chicken scratch writing down every suppressed emotion that I was feeling for a while that I didn't know how to verbalize. And it was just all just flowing through me and just like flowing through this pen. And I don't even know what I was writing, but I just had to like, and I was like sobbing and shit. And then I throw the journal. I'm like rocking back and forth. I'm like, this is like kind of scary, but I was like not trying to, but I was like pulling on my hair
because
I was just like, can everything just like, can my hair just disappear? Like, oh my God, like I can't do this. And then my friend was knocking on the door the entire time, like, Sarah, let me in. And that was making me trip even worse, like have an even worse trip because I was like, oh my God, I'm like concerning people. Like, this is really scary. And then my friend kicks the door down and she like runs in. And she like sees me sitting there with this journal and I'm like sobbing and she's just holding me and I was just crying with her. Mm-hmm. And then she sees the journal and then she's like, do you want to read this together?
It's like out of a movie.
It was crazy. She was like, do you want to read this together? And I was just like, yeah, I don't even fucking know what's in it. And then she grabbed the journal and she started reading it. And it was just all of these weird, fucked up, suppressed things that I've never dealt with for the past few years, just written out, didn't really make sense, but like it was clear enough, you know? Mm-hmm. And she started reading it out loud. And when I heard someone else read it to me, I was like, fuck. Because I tried to do one page of like the pros and the cons of like what was happening. And like the cons just filled up the pages, but and it wasn't even just like the relationship, it was everything else that was making me like so manic. And like all the things that I was doing in the relationship too that wasn't good. It was like everything.
Yeah.
And then when she read it, I was like, fuck. But I also felt this like kind of dark cloud
go away.
Go away. And it felt a lot more clear in my head. And then I literally felt the high, like the mushrooms kind of just like dissipate. Is that a word? Like kind of clear.
Unclear if that's a word.
Well, whatever. I mean,
evaporate. You know,
evaporate.
We'll go with that.
Yes. And so then I was just kind of like, oh my God, this is crazy. I can't believe that I have to do this. I don't know if I'm strong enough to do this.
Yeah. And that was a big thing for me too. I was like, holy shit. Like facing this sounds like a nightmare.
I'd rather not.
Yeah. Let's just go back to my comfort zone.
Hate confrontation.
Ooh, don't want to do that either.
I hate making lifestyle changes that are huge.
Let's avoid that.
Yeah, let's avoid that at all costs.
No, I know.
But I just know that if I didn't do that, my intuition, God, my angels would just constantly every day be like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What
knock
the
it
fuck?
Off.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Until I actually did it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was nuts. And that's what I meant by saying that, like, those types of drugs could help in those situations. Not saying that everyone needs to do that.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. That was really helpful. It was the hardest thing that I had to do ever.
Yeah.
The hardest thing that I've ever had to do ever. I still think about it every day. Mm-hmm. I feel terrible. Especially like during the time that that all happened was really unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to say, but like,
yeah,
just that the timing of it all was horrible for his end, on his end. And that was the only time I could do it or else I would go insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That wasn't the first time I ever did mushrooms, though.
Is
that
there was a just happier like a, time?
Yes. Oh, my God. I can talk about it next time. But, like, I wanted to relate to you in that way. Yeah. Because it is so fucking intense.
It really is. It's like, it almost feels like nothing. It's real. Because, once again, didn't take that much. So, it kind of was like smoking weed, but it wasn't. It was kind of more just like, okay, you're chilling out, but like there's just something that you can't ignore. It's not like just like getting high and just sitting there and be like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like getting high and just being like, all right, I got to talk to some people in my head real fast. It's not really this big dramatic thing. From my experience, I didn't take enough to see shit.
Yeah, like you know? Visuals or like even the colors.
I'm
being
sure
brighter.
It's insane. Yeah. Sure, it pops the fuck off.
The trees breathing and shit.
That must be crazy.
It was crazy.
I'll let everyone else do that. But yeah, just the way that I experienced it was like yours, I guess.
Yeah. You went through like an emotional trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I went through too. But it's crazy that we kind of went through the same thing
situation.
During our breakups.
Yeah, they're very similar. So, like, that's fucking crazy.
Really crazy, except mine was a year ago and not
and
on
mine
an
was
island.
Last month.
Yeah.
Oh my
but
God.
We got this, dude.
Yes, fuck yeah.
We're killing it.
We're figuring it out.
We're doing our best.
We're gonna make it to brunch.
Exactly.
We Christelle, are on our way.
Christelle, we're almost there.
Christelle, please don't leave the restaurant yet.
Please don't leave. I know that the waiter is offering the check, but just don't say it.
I do want pancakes. I will show up.
I want some eggs Benedict.
Damn.
With some hollandaise.
God. That would hit.
That would hit.
God.
So just wait for us. But yeah, that was more just kind of like our
holy shit. I know. God. Oh my God. I'm like, okay, so this is going on the internet soon. Fuck.
But I'm really proud of us because like obviously there's more to our stories, but we're not
That's
comfortable.
Not, no. That doesn't belong on
the internet.
And once again, just everyone be fucking nice. There's no need to go on Rory's page and say literally anything. Like, oh my fucking God. I was so annoyed that people do that already. I mean, I get it. If you're invested in someone online, you want to find out things. And I really appreciate like the support. But I will never understand why people go on someone's page and comment, did you break up?
No.
What happened? As if that random person on the internet that you don't know is going to respond and be like, oh God, you'll never believe this. This is what happened. Like, what the fuck? Just like treat everyone like you would if you knew them in real life. Just be respectful. Like, please just remember that everyone you DM on Instagram or leave hate comments
they
on.
They see it.
They see everything. I don't know one person that doesn't see every single comment about them. Like, they if you say it. That you missed something, you didn't. They you did it. Not. You see it fucking all. So
it's hurtful.
It is. And especially, I'm like trying so hard to preach too. We're good. We live in the same house. Yeah. We're okay. Just, we're just yes. we're just chilling.
Yes.
We're just doing our own shit.
And literally, like, the same with Will. I remember when we first broke up, I said in my video, I was like, please, if you guys love me, if you respect me, you will not go on his page. You will not comment about me. You will not say anything. And then I still follow him, of course, because we're friends. And I like his pictures because I'm rooting for him. Yeah. I love his artwork. I literally bought some of his merch. Not merch, but like he has a clothing line. Aww. So I like buy some of it sometimes. I support him.
I love that.
And I and then it was so uncomfortable because on Valentine's Day, obviously that was pretty rough for us. And he posted on Instagram like a picture of him in this mannequin and he was making a joke. He was like, this is my Valentine this year.
Yeah.
And I saw that and I was like, damn. And then I clicked on the comments and I saw this one girl and she's like, she ain't no Sarah Baska.
Why would you fucking say
that? Like, can you not? And then everyone was adding her, being like, this is so disrespectful. Like, delete your comment. And then she was like, what? I was just joking. She didn't even delete it after people were saying that.
I can't even wrap my head around people like that. What the fuck? Oh, my.
Just, like,
I could scream.
We are humans and Will didn't sign up for this. Yeah. Like, I don't.
That's the same with Rory. That's why I was also, like, trying to not. I was trying to avoid this for as long as I could, too, because I'm like, fuck, he doesn't want shit on his Instagram. You know, he doesn't even post on Instagram. Yeah. He doesn't even do social media. He probably hasn't posted on Instagram in, like, 6 months. Like, he does not want this shit. So, obviously, it's my job. The internet is part of my job, and sharing my life is part of my job. So, I'm going to have to say that we're not together, but just leave him out of it.
Yes.
Like, God, fuck.
Literally.
Just, like, you guys are probably going to see him in my videos again, realistically.
Yeah.
Just, it's normal. Ah, I don't know.
I get that.
God, I just don't want any stupid comments. Yeah. I really don't. Those just suck.
Yes. Like, literally, Will posted a snowboarding video, and someone's like, are you okay? Do you still talk to Sarah? And I'm like, he's snowboarding!
Let the man fucking go down the slopes! Shit!
Fucking relax! I just feel so bad.
Yeah.
It's just, like, we already feel guilty enough. Yeah. Like, holy shit.
I'm gonna feel awful the day that this comes out, because I know that there's gonna be someone that feels entitled to say something.
Yeah.
Just don't be that person.
Just please don't. If you love us, don't.
Even if you don't fucking stop.
Just be a decent human.
Is it that hard?
Like, yeah. Put yourself in Caitlin and I's shoes.
Yeah.
Like, if you broke up with someone and then people were commenting about you, it's just like,
yeah.
I know that some people like that.
What?
Where people are constantly reminding their ex, like, well, what about? But yeah, we don't want that.
Like, I'm going to see him every day. Like, we don't need that at all.
We don't need more tension.
Fuck.
But yeah, thanks for watching the breakup episode.
What an incredible segue out of this episode. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thank you guys for being here.
The J Corner.
The J Corner.
Bring up Amelia. I'm like, I'm so cold. I was over here. I have full.
The J's are cold, so we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Wait, you need to show your shirt really fast because.
Oh, yes.
Ugh.
Shout out affirmations on Instagram.
The best.
I found from Caitlin, who now, it's everywhere now. Like,
yeah.
Everyone posted now, and I found it from Caitlin.
I know that I started that. I know that I did. Every single goddamn person started it. Then Addison took it, and then after she started posting
it's
it,
like blown up.
It's everywhere.
It's on your wall. Now,
it's literally on my wall. I have sweatshirts, I have shirts.
Like, it's dress day, and I'm like,
you're like, yep, oversized. No to anxiety, yes to epic life.
Like, literally.
It's just so funny.
You were the first person to post it. I remember that.
Dude, the way that I found it too is so funny. So there's this girl, this Australian like YouTuber. Her name's Cardia Milan. I've been obsessed with her for like 5 years now. Her videos about manifestation and everything got me to move to Hawaii basically. So I just wanted to follow some new accounts that she follows because she always is reposting the best shit. So I was like, I'm just going to go through her following and see if I can find good new things. So I was going through it.
Yeah.
Obviously earlier this year too. So I was like, I'm going to find some like motivational things to have on my feed. And I found that account and I just looked at it for the first time. There's barely any posts. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the one. No, this is it.
This makes sense.
This is it. this is everything. This is what I was looking for. And they had like 20K followers. And then I just immediately started shit reposting everything. And I was like, this is it.
Yep.
I found exactly what I was looking for.
You found the page that gets you the most.
Have you seen him go live? His Instagram live?
Dude.
What are his lives? That guy.
So funny. Like, also, I'm still not really sure. They posted an Instagram story that was like, do you think this is literal or satire? And it was like a poll. And I put satire because I'm just like, it's not like, you know.
Yeah.
No. And it was like even 50-50.
No, really? The guy goes on Instagram Live and goes off being like.
Like so serious.
He doesn't think it's a joke.
He doesn't.
Those posts that he makes are dead serious.
You're kidding.
Like no sense of humor at all.
Like he has no, and he like is just like what, a Norwegian guy?
Yeah.
And he's just like the one I watched.
Oh my God, this guy's a fucking riot.
It was the first thing I saw. I literally opened my eyes and it said Affirmations is live on Instagram. And I went,
what does that mean?
So I'm like, I still have like one eye open. And he's just like in a park and he's just like, I'm here with all these pigeons.
Wow.
And the comments, like people in the chat or whatever, are literally like, I am park pigeon.
Yes.
It's like funny almost now.
I am park bench.
And he was
like, so funny.
And he was seriously like, I am with the pigeons. No, I am one with the pigeons.
He genuinely makes disclaimers being like, everything I post is so serious. Like, nothing is funny. And everyone in the comments is just like, I am podcast set. Yep. I am palm tree in the breeze. Yes. Just like making a joke. And he's like, no, no, no. Please. How does he not find this shit funny?
Part of it now has to be like,
no, dude, he's still going live and saying that it is serious.
Or is it like, is even that a bit?
That's what I'm saying.
There's no sense of humor to him, though.
But that's the thing. Maybe he's like the funniest person alive. Where like, even he's joking about that.
He doesn't even know if he's kidding or not. He's that funny.
Exactly.
You've got to watch one of his lives, dude. They are a genuine.
What is it?
If I could get that guy on the fucking podcast, oh my God. He like reposted my story yesterday and I was like,
did he really?
I am international celebrity. I am worldwide internet persona.
Wait, I need to follow.
Dude, just every single day when I wake up and see one of his posts, I'm like, fuck yes, fuck yes.
Wait, what is his?
I think it's like, it's
affirmations with two Fs.
Yeah.
Affirmations. How old is he?
He looks kind of older.
I want to say, like, I don't want to insult him in the off chance he's listening to this. No, just kidding.
Thanks like God 30s. Almighty.
Yes.
Like, speaks kind of broken English. So like that's, again, is it like, is the broken English?
Is that even a joke?
Is that a bit?
I don't know.
Oh my God, he has 411,000?
Yes. Yeah.
Damn.
Blew up. I know. Like, sir.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Sir. Whatever, though.
Give me the credit.
What fucking ever.
Come on the pod.
Won't, like, send me free merch or anything, but, like, it's fine. I'll continue to buy it.
That's sure. So good.
I got so excited. Came in over the weekend, and I was like, first day back at work. I'm showing up in this. And then no. I was like,
anxiety.
Yeah, dress day, rainbow colors for pride. And that's perfect.
Yeah.
It works.
Yes to epic life.
Yes, baby.
Fuck yeah. Oh, God, we love that man.
All right, y'all. Well, thanks for watching. Cheers, brother. This was a therapeutic episode.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us open up.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
We know you've wanted this for many weeks now.
Yes. And I feel like a lot of people can relate.
Yeah.
I remember us just talking about medications last time. People were really thankful that, you know, we were going through that as well. So, like, I hope you guys learn something or feel less alone. Who knows?
Whatever you feel. Here you go.
We love you. You can watch Cheers, Brother, audio version every Friday and video version every Sunday on any streaming profile.
Whichever one you want.
Profile.
Any streaming profile. Sure, that works.
Or profile or service, whatever.
So we'll see you next week.
Woo!
Yay. Thanks, Jay Corner.